Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we have a great show for you coming right up.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is nature.
And our title is Pets, Pets, Pets. Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
We learned that Susie is taking care of her friend's parrot. A parrot is a type of bird that they are amazing animals because they can talk.
Yes, they can. And they can even sing, too. Hey, I'm excited to learn more about this topic today. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Miss Fish sells pets. She also sells food and toys for pets. She tells Rob how to choose a good pet. Some pets play at night. Don't get a pet like that if you like to go to sleep early. If you don't like exercise, don't get a big dog. Before you get a pet, learn about its habits and think about the cost. Food and vet care can be expensive.
Miss Fish sells many things for pets. I would like to go to her store one day. I can buy my cat some food and toys there.
Well, what kind of food does she like to eat? He.
Well, my cat loves seafood. Anything that has fish in it, he will eat. Now, before we continue, we need to learn our key words.
Yeah, we do. So, let's go to Christina. She can help us with them. Hi, Christina.
Hello, 今天来到摄影棚接受访问的是 Miss Fish。她开的是宠物店，不但卖宠物，也卖宠物的食物和玩具。She sells food and toys for pets。名词 toy 就是玩具。我们的来宾告诉我们，有些宠物是白天睡觉，晚上活动的。Some pets sleep all day and play all night。动词 sleep 就是睡觉，而且大狗需要的运动量也很大。Big dogs need a lot of exercise. 名词 exercise 就是运动、锻炼。开始养宠物之前要先了解它们的习性。Habit 就是习性或习惯。You need to learn about their habits. 而且还要考虑到养宠物所需要的花费，确定你负担得起才养。花费就是 cost. You should think about the cost too.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about pets. And I have a special guest here with us, Ms. Fish. Welcome to the program, Ms. Fish.
Thank you, Rob.
You own a pet store, right?
Yes, I do. I sell pets.And I also sell food and toys for pets.
What is the best pet?
The best pet is different for every person.
So, how do you choose a good pet?
You need to think about several things. Rob has a special guest on his show. Her name is Miss Fish, and she owns a pet store.
When you own something, it is yours. If you have a car, you own that car. If you have a computer, then that's right. You own that computer.
Right. Now, Rob asks Miss Fish, you own a pet store, right? Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this sentence. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. It's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point.Today, we are going to learn about tag questions. What is that? Well, let me give you an example. You could say, you have a car, right? Or, he likes fishing, right? This is a very important grammar point, so make sure you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, let's try practicing using today's grammar point. You work at a restaurant. right? You do the dishes, right?
You are studying English hard, right? I hope so. Friends, practice using today's grammar point with others.
So, Miss Fish sells pets, food, and toys for pets. Marie, can you tell us more about this word, toy?
Sure. Children love playing with toys. They play with blocks, dolls, balls. There are so many toys out there.
That's very true. Does your pet have any toys?
Oh, my pet has many toys. He has a lot of mice.
Oh, really? Toy mice. That's very interesting. You can buy those at pet stores. Now, did you say you had a toy you wanted to talk about?
When I was younger, I had a doll. I loved playing with it. Oh, how I miss being a kid. Well, in our conversation, Miss Fish says the best pet is different for every person. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this. Hi, Christina.
什么才是最棒的宠物？对每个人来说不太一样。The best pet is different for every person. 这个句子是不是很适合在英文写作的时候当做一个段落一开始的引导句呢？比如，爱是什么？对每一个人来说都不一样。Love is different for every person. 或者，成功的定义对每一个人来说都不一样。Success is different for every person. 所以句型就是Something is different for every person. 很好用吧?
Thank you, Christina. Well, Miss Fish is right. The best pet is different for every person. If I were to have a pet, I would want a dog. That's the best pet for me.
And the best pet for me, of course, is a cat. And I already have one.So, how do you choose a good pet? We'll find out later. Let's go to Conversation B right now.
What should you think about?
Think about your life. Your pet should match your life.
What do you mean?
Well, some pets sleep all day and play all night. If you like to go to bed early,Don't get one of those pets.
And if you don't like exercise, don't get a big dog.
Right. Big dogs need a lot of exercise.
Rob is talking to Miss Fish. He asks her what things we should think about when choosing a pet. This is very important. She says, think about your life.
Yeah, and then she says, your pet should match your life. Let's talk about this word match. It means something is a good fit for something.
Yeah, that's right. For example, a wife and husband. They are a good match for each other. Let's learn more about this word match with Christina.
在选择宠物的时候一定要注意你所选的宠物一定要跟你的生活习惯能配合 Your pet should match your life 动词 match 就是相配能配合的意思比如 The purse doesn't match your dress 包包不配你的洋装 They match very well 他们很相配其实 match 也可以当名词用如果说 She is a good match for you 就表示她跟你很相配也可以说 The blue tie and your shirt are a good match. 那条蓝色领带和你的衬衫很配。
Thank you, Christina. So how should your pet match your life? Miss Fish says, if you like to go to bed early, don't get one of those pets that sleep all day and play all night.
Yeah, that would not be a good match. In our conversation...There is the word sleep, something I love to do.
Me too. Sleep means to rest. It's when you go to bed. And all of us need sleep, even our pets.
Miss Fish also said, if you don't like exercise, don't get a big dog.
Yeah, because if you get a big dog, you will be running a lot, and you will get a lot of exercise. Peter, what kind of exercises do you do?
Oh, I like to go hiking, I run often, and I go biking.
That's great. I like to swim. Swimming is a really good exercise. And I also like to dance and play tennis. How about you guys? What kind of exercises do you like to do?
You know, dogs need exercise.
Yeah, dogs need exercise. Hey, Peter, you know what we just said? We just said today's
calendar phrase.
Dogs need exercise.
Dogs need exercise.
狗儿需要运动.
Why do you walk your dog?
Dogs need exercise.
Do you walk her every day?
Yes, dogs need exercise.
Do you take her on long walks?
Yes, dogs need exercise.
Walking your dog takes time.
Yes, but I need exercise too.
Yeah.
Dogs need exercise.
Dogs need exercise.
狗儿需要运动.
Whew, that was an exhausting calendar phrase. Well, dogs need exercise. They need to run around a lot. You should take them to the park. Make them healthy and strong.
That's right. Hey, maybe you guys can do some exercises right now while we go to our break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. Peter, what kind of pet would match your life?
Well, I like to exercise, so a dog would be great. But I live in an apartment, so it's not exactly a good place for a big dog. Maybe one day.
Yeah, maybe one day. Or maybe you can get a small dog. They like exercise, too. All right, friends, let's learn more. Here's conversation C.
What else should you think about?
Can you take care of your pet? Before you get a pet, learn about its habits. Learn how to take care of it.
And you should think about the cost.
Yes, some pets are expensive to feed, and vet care is also expensive.
So friends, think about those things, then choose the right pet for you.
Miss Fish says before getting a pet, learn about its habits. Peter, what are habits?
Well, habits are things people and pets do. We can do them again and again in a repeated way. For example, every morning I eat breakfast and I read. So my habits are eating and reading in the morning.
Oh, wow. Those are very healthy habits. Friends, if you come home after school, maybe you do your homework. Do you do this every day? If you do, then it's a habit. It's a good habit.
There are good habits and there are bad habits. A habit many dogs do is bark in the morning. They wake up everyone.
I know the feeling. Well, Miss Fish also says we should learn how to take care of a pet, and we should think of the cost, too.
Yeah, let's think about this word, cost. This shirt I am wearing costs $20. My pants cost $45.
Right. The cost is the price of something. You go into a store or the mall, you will see the cost of whatever is being sold.
That's right. And some things cost a lot, like pets. Some pets are expensive to feed. Marie, what are some expensive things?
Well, my cat was really expensive, but he was worth it. Also, nice cars are expensive. A piece of steak is expensive. And taking a vacation can be very expensive, too.
That's right. And, you know, before we buy these things, we think about the cost. So you can think about, should I get a fish? That's not too expensive. Should I get a dog? That's going to be a little bit more expensive, too.
That's right. If something is not expensive, then it's cheap. It doesn't cost a lot. If I order a hamburger at a fast food restaurant, it will be cheap, and I like to eat cheap.
That's right. Well, friends, we've talked about a lot today, but now it's time to review our keywords. Please say them with us.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Toy. Toy. The child played with his toys.
Sleep. Sleep. Be quiet. Tom is sleeping now.
Exercise. Exercise. I walked to work. I needed exercise.
Habit. Habit. Getting up early is her habit.
Cost. Cost. What is the cost of this car? Friends, make sure to review our keywords for today. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about pets. And I have a special guest here with us, Ms. Fish. Welcome to the program, Ms. Fish.
Thank you, Rob.
You own a pet store, right?
Yes, I do. I sell pets, and I also sell food and toys for pets.
What is the best pet?
The best pet is different for every person.
So, how do you choose a good pet?
You need to think about several things.
What should you think about?
Think about your life. Your pet should match your life.
What do you mean?
Well, some pets sleep all day and play all night. If you like to go to bed early, don't get one of those pets.
And if you don't like exercise, don't get a big dog.
Right. Big dogs need a lot of exercise.
What else should you think about?
Can you take care of your pet? Before you get a pet, learn about its habits. Learn how to take care of it.
And you should think about the cost.
Yes. Some pets are expensive to feed. And vet care is also expensive.
So, friends, think about those things. Then, choose the right pet for you.
Ginger, why do you have so many toys?
These aren't my toys. These are my parents' toys.
Ginger, remember, it's not your parrot.
I know. I'm just taking care of it for a few days.
That's right. So, do you like the parrot?
Yeah, he's so cute. He's fun, too. But he has a bad habit.
Oh, what's that?
He makes noise at night, and I can't sleep.
That is a problem.
Well, it's not a problem anymore.
What do you mean?
He's going to sleep in your room tonight.
Then I won't be able to sleep.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, We don't mind, do we?
Hello everyone, I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. I'm trying to find a good hairstyle because I need a haircut. What kind of hairstyle should I get? It's hard to choose.
There are many different types of hairstyles. Some hairstyles are short, some hairstyles are long. Your hairstyle can be a way to show your personality. Where do you usually get your haircut? Many people go to salons. At a salon, a hairstylist will talk to you about your hair. Then he or she will cut it the way you like. If you want your hair really short, you can ask the hairstylist to shave your head. If you only want to cut a little of your hair, ask the hairstylist to trim your hair. What if you want to change the color of your hair? Then you can dye your hair. If you want to change your hair to curly or straight, then ask the hairstylist to perm your hair. What kind of hairstyle do you like? Look in a magazine or online for some ideas. Then visit a salon.
Alright, I found a good hairstyle. I'm going to shave my head. Just kidding. I won't do that. I think I would just ask my stylist to trim it a little. Now I need to make an appointment with my hairstylist. I hope the hairstyle will look good. We'll see. Alright friends, I'll see you next time. Bye!
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Peter, do you want to know some other things to do if you want to take care of a pet?
Sure. What are some of those things?
Well, there are many things you have to do. First, you need to shower, so you need to wash your pet so they keep clean.
Oh, so pets with fur and all that hair, right?
That's right. And my cat has a lot of fur. Also, you need to do its bathroom.
Oh, you mean they go to the bathroom in your house?
Of course they do. They're animals, Peter, and we need to take care of them.
Okay, well, maybe I don't need a pet. It sounds dirty and a lot of work.
But they're worth it. Pets are great. And we had a lot of fun today learning all about them. Friends, join us next time for another great show right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.